The most sustainable way to love fashion isn't to stop shopping. It's to simply change the way you shop. So, change the way you shop with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest, most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Every item kept in motion extends the life cycle of luxury and keeps it out of landfills. So, whether you shop secondhand on TheRealReal.com or exclusively purchase pieces you can sell back into rotation later, pass it on when you're done by selling it with The RealReal. You'll get money to shop Loewe, Celine, Prada, and more new-to-you finds. Then, repeat the cycle, guilt-free. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. And only for the month of April, earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started and earn $100 extra this Earth Month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and in today's video, we're going to be going over the worst things that men wear. So I recently did a video on the sexiest things that men wear. I asked the ladies who follow me over on Instagram, this time, what is the worst thing that men wear? So if you're easily offended, maybe not the video for you. Again, don't shoot the messenger. This is just me sharing a woman's perspective with all of you and what the ladies that follow me on Instagram have to say about the worst things that men wear. So let's get right into it. Number one, the most admitted by far, this is going to break the hearts of men all across the world, and that is cargo shorts. I do understand some scenarios when this makes sense. Maybe a hike, maybe you're gonna be outside and you need somewhere to put your stuff. If you're in a situation like that, I think it's perfectly acceptable to wear these. I think most of the things on this list actually have a very specific time and place where they're appropriate, but when it becomes something that people don't like is when it starts to infiltrate other parts of your life where maybe you'd want to be dressed up a little bit. So I would not recommend wearing cargo shorts to a first date or something nice where you're dressing up or trying to look more put together. I think these should be kept for specifically outdoor activities or just very casually. If you want to run errands in these, maybe not my suggestion, but again, you wear what you want to wear. If you want to still rock a pair of shorts, that's totally fine. I think shorts look great on so many guys. So I would opt for a pair of chino shorts instead. They still have pockets, so no need to worry about not having anywhere to put your stuff. Maybe not as many pockets, but they should suffice. And these just look a lot better. They're more versatile and easy to dress up or down, which is what I like so much about them. And again, cargo shorts, I know some of you love them. I understand. I was actually just on vacation and we went to Maine and I have never seen so many cargo shorts in my life. We were actually at the airport and I watched a man put an entire bag of Raisinets, like the share size, like the huge bag of Raisinets in his cargo shorts pocket. So I mean, we can't argue that. I understand they're convenient and you can fit a whole freaking bag of Raisinets in your pocket. But again, save these for the outdoor type situations when it's okay to look a little bit more relaxed and rugged. Number two, and one that was also submitted quite often, skinny jeans. And specifically here, ripped skinny jeans. I had so many women say they hate when guys wear skin tight jeans. And then on top of that, adding the rips to it just gives a very juvenile, F-boy, not the vibe type of look. So if you're looking for something instead of the skinny jean, maybe you still like a little bit more of a snug fit. I think a slim or a tapered leg often tends to look way better. You can still move around, you can breathe, you don't have to unbutton your pants after a big meal, which is really great. I think a lot of the time skinny jeans just tend to look very suffocating and it can be hard to pair things up with because it creates a strange silhouette. So I would just stray away from wearing the very skin tight skinny jeans. Again, I am a fan of the slim and tapered fit and I think these look a lot better. Number three is Chacos. Am I Chacos? Chacos? I'm not sure how to say it, but these are probably the most hideous shoes I have ever seen. And I think these are way worse than Birkenstocks. There's gonna be no Birkenstock slander on this list today because I think Chacos are so much worse. Is it Chacos or Chacos? I'm not totally sure. Let me know down in the comments. I think these are equally as horrible on men and women. But again, just like cargo shorts, they have a time and a place where they work. So if you're going to be hiking and there's going to be some streams or some water, I understand why you might want to wear a pair of these. And it makes total sense. It's appropriate. You're good to go. You know, when you're on a hike, you don't need to be making a fashion statement or thinking about, oh, are my shoes ugly? Or are women going to not like my shoes? That's so silly. And I would hate for you to even think that on a daily basis. But I'm assuming if you clicked on this video, you want a woman's perspective on things. And again, these shoes are something that I think are another one of those scenarios when, again, they have a very specific time and place, but should maybe not be worn out of that time and place. And these also create some really gnarly tan lines, which maybe isn't the best. Number four, we have long shorts. This one was actually submitted a ton too. Summer is in full swing, so I'm sure, you know, a summer wardrobe was kind of on a lot of women's minds, and specifically long shorts that go past the knee. These tend to make your legs look a lot shorter and quite simply just really are not flattering on anyone. I tend to like shorts on guys that are a little bit above the knee. Whatever you choose is up to you and what you're comfortable with, but I tend to like maybe like a fist above the knee. I think that's a good rule to go for just to avoid anything that's gonna cross over that kneecap. I'm not telling you all to wear booty shorts, but when you do wear shorter shorts, again, and not like Daisy Dukes over here, I do think this tends to make your legs look a lot longer, it makes you look taller, and it's just overall a better look than those shorts that go past the knee. Number five, and one that I was not surprised to see a ton in my submissions, was Oakley sunglasses. These are bad. They're just really bad, and I know I've always said that, but I didn't really know how many women agreed with me. This is another one of those items that has a specific time and place, right? So if you're doing something outside, if you're doing something a little bit more sporty, that is the whole point of the Oakley sunglasses, is so that they stay on, they have a tighter fit, they are shaped in a way that's maybe going to protect your eyes better than a Ray-Ban or something like that. So unless you're doing an activity that requires a sportier type of sunglasses, I would make sure you have a separate pair for your more casual, everyday type of look. And of course, remember, when it comes to sunglasses, the most important thing is finding a style and a frame that looks good with your facial features and your face shape. So that's the number one thing to keep in mind, but I promise you, pinky swear, that the sporty Oakley sunglasses don't look very flattering on anybody. And specifically here, the white Oakley sunglasses are just far worse than any of the other colors. I think white sunglasses just really are ugly on everyone, and I would not recommend buying a pair of white sunglasses. Number six is socks with sandals. Another bad one here. I'm not a fan of this look, but I understand why some people rock this one. So maybe if you have more of a street style type of look, you wear a lot of oversized clothing, you're wearing a pair of socks with a cool pair of slides, I think that that can make sense. One thing that I don't think looks good on anyone, and there should be no excuse to wear them, are like the dad shoes that have all the straps and the buckles paired with a pair of white tube socks. This is just going to age you about 30 years and is not going to look good on anyone. I have never seen anybody look good in these. I think, you know, there are exceptions for if you have a condition or you have very sensitive feet, you need the extra support. So maybe you have to buy a pair of sandals that isn't the most flattering. If you're wearing a pair of, I don't know, plastic flip-flops.
The most sustainable way to love fashion isn't to stop shopping. It's to simply change the way you shop. So change the way you shop with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest, most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Every item kept in motion extends the life cycle of luxury and keeps it out of landfills. So, whether you shop secondhand on therealreal.com or exclusively purchase pieces you can sell back into rotation later, pass it on when you're done by selling it with The RealReal. You'll get money to shop Loewe, Celine, Prada, and more new-to-you finds. Then, repeat the cycle. Guilt-free. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. And only for the month of April, earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to therealreal.com to get started and earn $100 extra this Earth Month at therealreal.com. Terms apply.
For 12 hours doing street interviews in Miami, your feet are going to hurt afterwards. And I should have made a better shoe choice in that situation. So I understand why people go for comfort over style. But again, if you're trying to look good, if you want to look put together and still look stylish, I don't think the socks with the sandals is a good way to go. And even if you're someone who needs a little bit more support, maybe you have to wear special types of shoes, there are so many options out there now to where you don't have to compromise as much on style. Number seven is graphic t-shirts. Girls had some strong opinions on this one, and I've been telling you this since the start of my channel. One of the first videos I ever made on my channel was things guys wear that women hate, and graphic t-shirts, I believe, was on the list, and I still stand true to this opinion today. Solid t-shirts just always look better. You can dress them up or down. They make for great layering pieces. And graphic t-shirts just tend to look a little bit cheesy. You know, don't come at me, all you YouTubers who sell merch that says stuff on them, but I would not recommend buying these. I don't think that they look good. Unless you're gonna be wearing this to bed or to lounge around your house, I don't think it's worth the money. So again, for this one, a time and a place where this works, if you're going to sleep, maybe if you're working out, if you're going to a sporting event, something like that where you're supporting, you know, whatever you're seeing, you're going to a concert maybe, I think these are totally appropriate to wear something like that. But if you're going to a first date or you're going out, you're going somewhere nice, I would really stay away from the graphic t-shirts. Number 8, back on the shoes here, is flip-flops. All around here, girls hate these. I hate them. Everyone I know hates them. I think that they look absolutely horrendous, especially the thong type of flip-flops that go between your toes. Just not a fan. Exceptions here might include if you're going to the pool or the beach, you want something super easy to slide on and off, that's totally fine. Or if you just live in a tropical climate in general, like if you live in Hawaii or something like that where, you know, it's more of a beachy type of place to live, it makes sense why you would wear flip-flops. But if you're in Ohio, you don't need to be wearing flip-flops. Number 9, one that I'm sure all of you saw coming a mile away, is Crocs. No surprise here, I think women either love these or hate these, to be totally honest, and I am in the hate category. If you're gonna wear these in the creek or to play outside with your kids in the sprinkler, again, totally fine. There's a time and a place for these, just like almost everything else I've mentioned on the list today. But if you're going to run errands, if you're going to, you know, somewhere nice, if you're going to a first date, if you're dressed up at all, do not wear a pair of Crocs. I do think these tend to create a very odd silhouette. They tend to make your leg look a lot shorter, and it's really hard to pair clothing with Crocs as well. Nothing ever looks good. It just tends to come off very unkempt and sloppy to me. So again, if you're doing yard work at home, if you're out with your kids in the sprinkler, if you're going to the creek, it makes sense. But again, if you're going somewhere where you want to look nice and you want to look stylish and put together, don't wear Crocs. A sneaker would be a much better option here. If you're like, I don't know what to wear besides Crocs, I would go for a simple white sneaker, any color sneaker if white is not your thing, or you could go for a loafer or an espadrille, something that you could dress up or down. Number 10 was gaudy clothing and accessories. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the store Buckle, but anytime I hear gaudy clothing or accessories, that's just the first place I think of. It's giving very 2011 trip to the mall, not the move. Included in this one might be big belt buckles, loud logos. You guys know I always mention the Gucci t-shirt as an example here because I think it's flashy, it's in your face, it's a little bit tacky. And when you're going for a luxury item, that's the opposite of what you want, right? So over-accessorizing, rings on every finger, beaded bracelets up your arm, a necklace. I mean, sometimes people just have way too much going on, and I think it's important to remember that less is more, especially when it comes to, you know, accessorizing and style. You know, people often think you have to do so much with your outfits and overcomplicate them in order for them to look good, and that's totally opposite from the truth. I think that basics make the best outfits, and the same is true when it comes to, you know, accessorizing and all of that stuff as well. So don't be afraid to stick to the basics. Simple is the way to go. And the last point here, which was also mentioned a lot, is anything that's fitting incorrectly. So basically here, just clothes that don't fit the guy properly. So maybe his pants are too tight, or he's wearing a t-shirt that he can hardly move around in. He looks like one wrong move and he would just bust out of it. And on the other end of that is stuff that is too oversized, baggy clothing that sags below your butt cheeks. No. Fit is absolutely everything, and knowing what looks good on you and your body type is crucial if you want to look good in your clothes and look the best that you possibly can. It's a total waste of time to buy all these nice clothes if they don't fit you properly, because they're not going to look right. I know I've said this a million times. If you're not new here, you've probably heard me say this in just about every fashion video I've made on my channel, but I really do want to stress the importance of fit and making sure this takes top priority over everything else. So before we wrap up the video here, I'm gonna give you a little bonus one. There were two combinations of clothing that were mentioned so many times, so I felt like I needed to throw this in at the end for all of you. The first one was long pants, specifically jeans, with flip-flops. Don't ever. And the next combination was running shoes with a pair of denim. This can look okay if it's done properly. If you're like a really muscular guy, you're wearing slim fit denim and a pair of Adidas Ultra Boost or something like that, I think sometimes it can look okay. Again, it's not my cup of tea, but I have seen this look good on certain people. I think what women were talking about though when they submitted this was when guys wear like boot cut denim with a pair of running shoes, it just doesn't look good. I would opt for, you know, a casual sneaker. I do think having a running sneaker and then a sneaker that you wear more casually, that you can dress up a little bit more, is crucial. So having those two separate sneakers is something that I will always suggest to all of you. And that's why I recommend the white sneaker so much, just because it is so versatile. I know some of you don't like those because they're harder to keep clean, or maybe you just don't like the look, and that's totally okay too. But there's a ton of really awesome casual sneakers out there that are going to look great with a pair of denim. So guys, that is all I have for the worst things men wear according to women. Big thank you to all of the ladies that participated over on my Instagram. If you'd like to participate in future videos like this one, be sure to go follow me over on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there. And again, is the best way to connect with me and participate in videos like this one. Let me know down in the comments below what you think the worst thing people wear is, men and women. Would love to hear both sides of the spectrum. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.